Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
welcome to Rollins Freedom Radio on this Tuesday night. Now, I tell you what, it is nice and hot and balmy. Got the air conditioner on and a lot of things happening right now. Just been watching the repost on this thing with Russia and stuff. So, Russell, how you doing, brother?
We doing all right here in South Central Texas, man. They've got ice just to the north of us, and they're getting a little snow up through Austin, Dallas, Waco, the Panhandle. But, you know,
yeah, being,
being that Texas weather is as bipolar as it is, we've got cold rain tomorrow and Thursday. And then Friday and the weekend, we're back up into the mid-60s, lower 70s.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is here. I mean, we didn't really have much snow out here. We had some, but not a lot and everything. And I tell you, it was interesting because, you know, they kept saying, oh, we got a snowstorm coming in. Shit, all it did was snow, little bit of flakes on the streets, and that was it. You know,
hey, brother, you're a little bit garbled there. I don't know what you got going on.
How am I sounding now?
Better,
right. But that better. How's that? That better?
That's better. That's better.
I had to move my cell phone.
Let me tell you something, brother, man. There's so much going on, I don't even know where to start, man.
I know. I've been watching.
I guess my favorite story of the last couple of 3 days is Bill Gates comes out and trashes the COVID-19 death jabs after he sold his stock in BioNTech.
Oh, yeah. Not only that, he came out and said that he only had dinner with Epstein on his island 37 times.
Yeah. And, let's see what else we got going on. Oh, we've got the CEO of TikTok that's going to testify before Congress in March. Now, I don't understand what all this uproar is about TikTok. Oh, well, they could be spying on American citizens. You know, it's propaganda. Let me tell you something. It's no more propaganda than any of these other ones. Nobody's spying on anybody any more than Facebook and Google does for our own government. This is a farce. What TikTok is one of the few places you can throw stuff out there, and it's pretty hard to get censored, all right?
They're threatened by it.
Yeah. So, and that's my take on that, you know, and that $5.40.
Well, not only that, Russell, we're all, you know, a lot of us, we find each other. All of us conservatives and all of us, you know, true patriots. We find like me, you, Hurricane Ann, and a bunch of us, and these elites, if you want to call them that, they're scared to death because we're informing everybody. We keep everybody up. That's why they feel threatened on TikTok. That's why it's not just spying incidents, because we're informing everybody.
And ladies and gentlemen, keep your ears peeled. Because you're soon to start getting bits of propaganda and stuff like that from a group that's called Club for No Growth. Okay? Just keep an ear out for it. You're going to see some stuff popping up soon on it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a straight-up bunch of globalists, all right? Don't believe a word they have to say.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the scary part is, too, is that we do have a Russian battle cruiser right up there on our front door at the coast with the supersonic nukes just on the standby ready for what I've been seeing and keeping up with. And as things are starting to heat up, but it's also quiet.
I don't know. That's just such a force. You know, that's just nothing but major laundry money. Money laundering going on over there. For, you know, rich and that sort of thing. But what really surprised me is they just had a poll come out, and only 26%, basically, 1 in 4 Americans think that too much money is being sent to Ukraine. Now, that kind of surprised me. I don't know.
I saw that too, and it's like, well, now Zelensky's wanting us to send him jets, more military aircraft, more money. It's like, you know, come on. We're already in debt as it is and everything. And the thing is, you know, once Putin, when Ukraine's a very small country, all you got to do is drop one bomb down there, and that's it. They're pinched, you know. And it's like Virgil has been saying all along. He's just toying and playing with him all this time. He's going to throw out the real stuff here pretty soon.
Well, you know, and those German Leopard tanks, they're nothing but rolling shots, man. They are literally a fucking joke. You don't want the Russians rolling out the I'm thinking nomenclature on it is the T-99, which is the new type of modern armor that they built. Is that happening? You're going to see some stuff going on, man. You know, like I said, it's not real clear exactly what the hell's going on over there. Other than the money laundering, which we know is just running rampant through all this, all that unarmed. I mean, come on, man.
Go ahead, brother.
The Department of Defense, okay? Our military, the Pentagon, supposed to be the brightest, most strategic mind in the world, right? Now, what agency or department can get audited in, like, over the last like 5 or 6 years, they have $6 trillion. That's with a T, ladies and gentlemen. $6 trillion missing, just gone poof.
Yep.
And
nobody knows where it's at. Yep.
You know,
it's going somewhere, brother. You know, it's just follow the money. You know, I'm pretty sure it's going to the NWO and just some of these other, like World Economic Forum and stuff like that, you know. But I don't know.
Okay.
It's bizarre. It's getting bizarre, getting weirder and weirder to me, you know.
America, you better wake up and realize that these agencies are weaponized, and they're not looking out for you. They're coming after you. Now, how about this guy? He's a pro-lifer, Catholic man, family man, you know, just all-around good guy. Him and his son went to a pro-life rally outside of an abortion clinic. Okay, one of the baby killer workers come out there and was literally verbally abusing his son, which was a minor. All right, he went over there and told him to back off. Of course, being a loud liberal individual it was, he pushed it away from his son. They fell. Okay, now this. What they do, he's looking at up to 11 years in prison. That's how these people operate, ladies and gentlemen. They do things that cause you to react. And when you react, you know, that gives them their banners to where you're racist, you're xenophobic, you're homophobic, you've got every phobic in the world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just,
oh, yeah.
It's just freaking ridiculous, man. And,
not only that, they use that against you, but it's okay for them to turn around and do the same thing to you, and they get away with it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, now you look at that January 6th stuff again. Those people did nothing. And I don't know how you can trespass in a building that's yours, which every building in D.C. belongs to the American people. Those guys don't fuck a thing over there, but... that's a story for another day, but the prison sentences these people are getting and stuff, the way they were held is, I mean, everything about this is unconstitutional. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're sitting out there and you're going, well, you know, it's just the guys at the top that are corrupting these agencies. The rest of these people are just really good, hardworking Americans and da-da. Bullshit, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
If they were honest investigators, agents, et cetera, et cetera, they would be standing up right now. You do not.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an honest man, you do not let corruption like this go on around you. You do not do it. You know.
It's going to get bad. It's going to get way bad for, you know, here pretty quick. And from what I'm looking at and seeing, you know, we said this many times over the years, is that the corrupt ain't going to do anything to the corrupt. There's going to be no investigations there. I mean, like right now, you know, the GOP has got the House. Yeah, they keep saying promises made, promises kept. But what promises have they kept so far, Russell? I'm not seeing Fauci being arrested. I'm not seeing anything else being done.
Well, and it's not, Joseph. There's nothing going to be done. It's just the guys are going to stand there and sort of run all these investigations and thump their chest and pound their chest. And it's going to go to the Senate and it's going to...
Are you there?
I'm sorry, but you're going to you have a bunch of chest thumping going on and this and that, and nothing's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to understand, and we've been trying to drive this point through for years, ladies and gentlemen. These elected officials, our employees, are so corrupted by Big Pharma, the industrial military complex, foreign government. They've been bought, they've been sold. Corporations actually run this country. And until you realize that, and you realize that the deep state is very real, and they're the ones running the country, we're spinning our wheels here, and they get a little more advantage each and every day. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Those of us out here on the front lines, we get tired, man. I took a nice long break from most social media. Took a fork in me. But I'm refreshed. I'm ready to go again. But ladies and gentlemen, this going to go on. You got to understand, these people don't care. The FBI, the DOJ, they don't care about corruption in the government. They want that grandpa that stood up and said no at school, the school meetings, district meetings, you know. They're coming after you and I. Okay, any way they can. What do you think these 87,000 new IRS agents are about? They're not going after millionaires. Millionaires have just...
They're going after us.
Teens of lawyers, teens of lawyers. They're coming after the little guy who can't afford to fight them, and they're going to start taking your shit little by little, And I've said Virgil was right on this several times, and until that starts happening, people are going to wake up. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? By that time, it may be too late. You know, here's a great example. Democrat congressmen and senators contacted the FTC, all right, the Federal Trade Commission, and they want to have the manufacturer of the JR-15, all right? The JR-15 is an AR platform that was scaled down 20%, made 20% smaller, and it is a 22 caliber weapon, and it was specifically designed for kids. All right, well, these Democrats are having a damn cow over this. But they wanted a federal agency to investigate, calling on them to investigate this manufacturing company, not because they did something wrong, not because of any accusations made, but just because they didn't like what they were doing, manufacturing these JR-15. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a perfect example. Right there.
And because they can't get them banned, that's why they're going after them. You know, that's why right now, like here in New Mexico, they got so many things going on here now. They want to ban every kind of gun we got, you know, anything with over 10 clips, 10 shells, they're going to outlaw it and make you a felon. That's going in, that's being heard right now as we speak and everything, you know, and stuff that, you know, this is going on everywhere. So once they accomplish that, then they'll make their move and come after us.
And then you've got Biden's Secretary of State, Blinken, who was just on television here the other day after visiting there and stuff. And there has to be a two-state solution, doesn't it? Okay. Now, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but a two-state solution means there's two states involved. There is not a country, there are no borders on a country called for Palestine. It is not a country. It is a hotbed of squatting terrorists, okay? So how in the hell can you have a state, two-state solution when there's only one state involved?
That's a communist. That's how a communist thinks, brother. You know.
They just run their cock holsters. You know they lie. And here you go. I got one for you. Watch within the next 2 weeks to 30 days, something like that. There's going to be a breaking story, and I've got the lowdown on it, that JFK was assassinated by the CIA. This is coming out.
Oh,
document confirmed. And as I've said 100 times, every time we've talked about that, who was running the CIA? Bush 41. Who became president? Bush 41. Who is president besides Obama? Called for a new world order. Bush 41. You know, these same characters last 50 years, ladies and gentlemen. The last 50 years, you have these same characters popping up in all this shit. The Bushes, the Clintons, the Obamas,
Biden.
Mueller, all these actors who've been always involved in all this stuff, the assassination, Uranium One, classified document emails with Clinton. It just never stops, man. And it's these same places.
It just keeps going and going. Yep.
About a deep state. these are the kind of players we're talking about. These are the players that are that have become very rich by doing the bidding of the elite.
They have no care in the world if we know it or not. They're throwing it in our faces right now. They don't care.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt, they're doing that, man. And, I think the lady's name was Kerry Lake, who ran for governor in Arizona. And, of course, mm-hmm. they had a bunch of questionable shit went on. Well, she lost, I think, 17,000 votes, all right? Well, guess mm-hmm. what? She had to stop fighting. She's been pushing, and now the AG and the, what would you call it, the fraudulent governor system.
Governor?
Mm-hmm. 40,000 illegal votes were found that had been counted, and 300,000 votes through Republican areas, counties, whatever they have out there, 300,000 votes, there's no chain of possession.
Command. Yep.
Man. So,
I also heard, too, Kerry Lake is possibly facing some felony charges or something like that from what I read earlier, because,
her and the AG, this is really good. Yes, they're trying to charge you and stuff, but the AG mm-hmm. of Arizona, who was an attorney, and guess who he was an attorney for before he got elected to the Attorney General of Arizona.
Who's that?
He was a cartel lawyer.
Oh, that one. That guy, yep. I know who you're thinking about. I know who you're talking about, but I can't think of his name. I don't know exactly who you're talking about.
I mean, this is absolutely absurd, man. So the cartels are running Arizona. They're probably running Texas.
Yep. They're probably running D.C. too. I wouldn't be surprised, you know, with everything that's going on.
China's running D.C. because China's got everything on Biden. But
mm-hmm.
that's very interesting too, because regardless of what comes out, the FBI is covering it up. It is absolutely absurd. But, you know, after the election, we sat there and talked that, you know, Biden wouldn't finish his first term.
Mm-hmm.
And, we were all thinking they'd probably take him out gracefully because of, you know, dementia or whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently he wasn't going to go. So are these Biden classified documents what they're using to get rid of them, because you know what, the liberal media has even turned against him on that, man. So I think that's how they're going to walk him out the door. What do you think?
Oh yeah, I think so too. I mean, you know, but have you noticed, you know, without since they broke out the story about the documents being found, you know, this and that, it's been kind of quietly going away too, and everything, and it's like, What you know, it's just a distraction. They're distracting us from what's actually going on with this thing with Russia and everything right now and stuff. I think that's what is going on, but there's something much bigger going on. Way big.
I don't know, man. Like I said, there's just so much going on that you're every time you start to get into something, you know, try to follow up on it like you should, mm-hmm. then something else pops up and you go,
yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
How many what the fuck moments can you have in a day?
Right, I know. And I'm like, well, yesterday I wanted to do a show, but I got hit, but I don't know if I had sinuses going on or an out or some kind of something was going on with me because I wasn't feeling good and everything. And but I've been hearing this too from all over. People were kind of getting sick and stuff. So I don't know if there's something going on with that. But, you know, I think they're gearing up to release that that biochemo that we talked about with what's going on in Boston, Massachusetts. I think they might be getting ready to release that here pretty soon. Just, you know, because we're getting closer to that. That's going on. You know, we got this with the Russia and Ukraine going on, the war, possible nukes getting dropped on us. That's going on. What else? I mean, shit. Yeah, just a little bit of everything the last couple of days. And we're seeing reports about the Pfizer vaccines coming out with the blood clots. And then we had an eggplant burn down Sunday.
There's reports coming in from all over the world because, you know, our media is not going crazy and stuff. But, you know, the heart attack these young athletes and stuff have, they've been trying to play it off as, you know, one thing or another, this and that. But since the vaccination came out, all these athletes, you know, if you were going to compete, you were going to get the shot, right? Deaths are up 1,640%.
Oh, yeah. Well, and they're trying to blame it on eggs.
Kind of blame
you know, they're trying to blame it on, they're trying to blame the blood clots on eggs, saying that eggs are the reason for it. You know, that came up. That got swept away real quick once we all started, like, you think we're that stupid to fall for that, you know, and everything. And then to top it off, reports from all over the world, too, about that is that, you know, a lot of chickens have stopped laying and everything. So I did some digging and was talking to some people and saw some stuff online and found out it was some seed from Tractor Supply called Producer's Pride. And that was the culprit that was keeping the chickens from laying and everything. So it was contaminated. It wasn't tainted or anything, but it was contaminated and everything. So people started switching brands, different brands and everything, and the chickens started relaying their eggs and stuff. But we're having that going on. I mean, they're doing whatever they can, you know. And here's my thing is if y'all think I'm going to fucking eat bugs, you're fucking crazy. I ain't eating no goddamn bug.
Well, I mean, you know, that's part of the deal, take the food chain out, man. And I'm telling you, man, even the big chain grocery stores now are getting thin shelves, man. You know.
I've been seriously thinking about buying some chickens myself and probably going into the chicken business.
Holy shit, dude. I believe that. I just got a new flash, brother, and that guy we just talked about, Mark Houck. I was telling you about the Catholic man, pro-lifer and stuff like that. He was living at 11 years. He just got acquitted.
Really?
And I never would have expected that. That's unbelievable. Hooray.
Wow. Wow. So, something got
so
their attention, didn't it?
So that's one for the good guys.
Right. Probably didn't have enough evidence to charge them with. You know, I mean, pushing somebody is different than stopping somebody, you know, knocking them out. So,
yeah,
you know, I know I would have done the same thing. Somebody would do that with my, which I have in the past, you know, and everything. But, you know, got locked up for a couple of days and released, you know. But anyhow, you know, but I don't know, brother, I mean, it's amping up quicker and fast, and it's getting bizarre and weird. So hearing all this stuff, seeing that there are reports of UFOs, that's coming to me. Lori was talking about that the other night. You know, this is part of that Project Leaping that we were talking about, that they're amping up too, because that's being put on the internet as well, with UFO sightings everywhere. So, go ahead, Brad. What was you going to say?
You know, everybody got on the bandwagon with when this FTX failed. You know, digital currency, FTX. Well, now that they're doing their big investigation, charges guy and stuff like that, there was very large donations made to think tanks, Democrats, Democrats, and a lot of dark money groups.
Yeah, going to tell you these corrupt Republicans, too, from what I saw.
So hopefully these fuckers shot themselves in the foot again. I hope.
Well, I'm not going to get my hopes up because I don't see anything. I mean, they kind of sweeping it under the rug, so to speak, you know, and everything. But who knows? Yeah. You know, the only way we're going to get out of this, and you said this 1,000 times, we're going to have to shoot our way out of it.
This is the only way
to take care of it.
I mean, you know, we've got to get rid of these things. Now, I'm not talking about our former government, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not talking about changing the government. I'm not talking about anything. I'm talking about the government that we are supposed to have as American American citizens that honor our Constitution. These people have to go, all of them. We have to start food. And until you understand that, we will continue to lose this battle. More and more people are actually getting tired of it, and even though,
It pissed off a lot of people after.
But
I think GOP pissed off a lot of people, Russell, when they reelected Rona. You know, she got reelected back and everything, and that pissed off a lot of people, from what I saw. You know, and everything.
Well,
so
I never really paid that much attention to the RNC. You know, I don't really give a fuck who's running it, because none of it fucking matters. It's all a dog and pony show.
Yep, yep. So, but I don't know, my brother. I mean, I've just been sitting here in amazement, you know, been laughing most of the time, too, watching all this. And I was talking to Carmelita last night, and she was like, shit. She was like, you ain't seen nothing yet. And I go, yeah, I know, but this is getting very bizarre. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe Putin could do us a favor and drop one in D.C. One of the, you know, his doomsday ship is right there off the coast of Hawaii, so.
I mean, it's coming. I mean, fuel prices are climbing quickly.
Mm-hmm. $4 a gallon up here almost.
And, our buddies over there in Saudi, they're going to cut production. It's going to get very, very ugly. And
the reserves.
Hitting this and one thing to another. And that thing's been propped up for so long that.
Well, I'm hearing, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm hearing $80 a barrel for reserves for the oil we're about to pay. Reserve oil? $80 a barrel.
I don't know what they were selling it for, but I know he was selling it to our enemy, as he called it, China. We were selling oil to China, our strategic reserve oil.
China and Europe, wasn't it?
Nobody in D.C. has a problem with that. You know?
Except for when we got to pay at the pump. You know? So, I don't know. Well, they're predicting gas is going to be probably about $8 a gallon by April or May.
But if it hits that, the economy will shut down.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And that's what they're wanting, so they can switch to that digital money.
No, there ain't going to be no digital money. I mean, they might try to pull that, but it ain't going to happen.
But we'll have to see, you know. But I tell you, man, you know, Virgil called this, and, you know, we've called it. And everything, and it's like, you know, we've been on the air for almost 15, 16 years now, something like that, and it's just amazing seeing how all this is playing out and everything, and it's just like, you know, damn, bro.
I know, it's kind of scary, bro. Kind of scary, man.
Yeah.
You know, they're going... Well, fuck, I didn't want to be this right.
right, I know. So, but it's like, well, you know, but it's helped us, the EU and Virgil's helped us get prepared for it. Everybody else, you know, they're going to be looking to us when shit happens and everything, but I'm pretty well prepared. So, and everything. So, but the rest of y'all, if you didn't believe us, you're on your own.
Any solid investor paired out of any of us.
Yep. So, oh yeah, she is. So, but I don't know, man. I tell you, you know, it's. I don't know. Do you think we're going to be in a nuclear war pretty soon, or do you think there's just a chess game with Putin right now on that?
I think that there's a bunch of saber rattling going on right now. It's to draw the American people's attention to what's going on here at home. But I think with everything going on in the world, there's not somebody out there that's a big enough idiot you got to remember now, Iran's in this mix, North Korea's in this mix, you know, Pakistan,
Israel,
Turkey, Israel. If you don't think out of all these players, there ain't one some bitch out there that ain't dumb enough to, you know, make a mistake like that, you're sadly mistaken. It is not an impossibility at all. And
right,
that's all I'm
going to
say about that.
Right. All I have to say on that is, you know, just like I've been saying for the last several days, you know, just bend over, grab your ankles, and kiss your ass. You know? So.
Yeah.
But if you're not prepared, oh, well.
Yeah.
So we didn't try to tell you. But it's getting close to that time, my friend, and your thing, and we'll come back on. Sorry, Virgil couldn't come on. I know he was on his way home, and he was up in Baton Rouge, and he said he got caught up in traffic and everything. So he said it was bad out there, you know. So, but we'll come back on here on Thursday night and everything and see what happens and stuff. But anything you want to say before we head off, or?
No, America, you know, pray for our country, but as I said 1,000 times, prayer without action is just words. So, you know, it's time. You got to make a decision. The time of sitting on fences is over. You're going to have to pick a. And I don't know if God is on our side. I just hope and pray that we're on his side. And that's all I got. Joseph, have a good evening, brother. We'll talk to you Thursday. Good night, America.
All right, brother. We'll see you all Thursday night. And I'll tell you what, you know, just keep your eyes peeled and ears open and pay attention to what's going on. And we'll be back for Thursday night. Russell, you be good out there and get ready to turn the AC on, brother.
All right, I'm out.
All right. Good night, everybody.